Speaking of baths, did you have a bath time? Was that once a week, or what was that?
Yes.
Later on, it got to be once a week. You could get one once a week.
Because before that, it was what?
Whatever you could do, I guess.
Right. So what did you do? What did you do at bath time?
Saturday night? It was in the kitchen, and it was in an oval-shaped tub. The one I remember, we probably used a round tub early on, but I don't remember that. But I was the youngest, and I guess Mom would guess I was the cleanest because I got to go first. But I know I played in the dirt and made mud pies a lot, so I'm quite sure I was probably dirty most of the time. So I was first, and then Shorty, Glenn, and then Janice, and then Daryl got to.
Daryl, you were the last one in that tub because they didn't change the water out, did they?
No.
Just kept adding to it. It was heated. It was heated in some form and on the stove. Of course, in the early days, it was wood stoves. And they just keep adding water to it. I wish you wouldn't tell that story.
It's a part of our history. Goodness sakes.
Well,
my dementia may kick in, and I won't remember that in a few years.
Well, can I just say here, we have an audience here.
Yes.
And why don't you tell us who's in the room enjoying this?
Daryl's wife, Billy, is here, and his oldest daughter, Lamisa. Lamisa Ray. And then we have Mona Ray, his second daughter, second oldest daughter.
All right. So if you hear laughter in the background, it comes from...
We have an audience.
Right.
Yes.
Were winters tough out here? Did you have lots of snow way back then? Or?
Well, I think it was similar in a lot of ways to what it is now, but I've heard them talk about the bad winters and stuff, but they... Those straw piles that was left over from the thrashing is where they wintered cattle. And those cows would go in there and, boy, just eat that oat straw to, you wouldn't believe it. They'd have great big old holes eating into those straw piles.